FM Jams 98.5 on the phone line. My big brother Rod Love is on the phone line. How's the big boss doing today, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing well, man. I'm alive in 2024, man. Happy New Year to you and your audience. And, man, I tell you, the Wire is just doing a great job, man, for Central Florida and beyond.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. And thank you for the support. We couldn't do it without people like you. A week from today, Thursday, January the 11th, your organization is collaborating with another organization to have a great dialogue. Can you tell us about the conversation?
Yes. You know, and thank you once again, man, because one way to be successful is communication and getting information out, and you and the Wire, man, I mean, we just appreciate it. But the event is January the 11th. It'll be taking place at the state attorney's office in Orange County. This event is going to be doing something that we talk about, man, and that is having conversations about de-escalation, not only with engagement with law enforcement, but we got a lot of things that we need to talk to young people about, particularly the level of violence in schools. So this de-escalation training event that's going to be taking place, State Attorney Andrew Bain, and we got to thank him once again, he'll be one of the panelists. We also have Dr. Janie Lacey, yes, who is a psychiatrist. I hope I said that right, man. I believe she's a psychiatrist, not a psychologist.
I think she's a psychologist. And you know, they all almost in the same ballpark at once prescribe medicine. I don't think she get into prescribing medicine. But we all know.
All I know is that's a smart sister.
Right. And she's on a national TV show, too. So she's on TV
all the
time.
And we also have Dr. Jeremy Levitt. He's with the FAMU School of Law, and he's with the Sono, I believe I'm saying that right, Sono Institute. And he will be also putting on what I might call, it's not even a mini de-escalation training that his organization goes around, not just, you know, the local community, but goes around the country and facilitates. Here's how you de-escalate situations among with law enforcement. But again, I want to make sure everybody understands.
Wow.
This is going into a community dialogue. And I'm going to just come out and say it, man. I support law enforcement. Does law enforcement operate how we want it to 100% of the time? No,
right.
It doesn't.
Right.
But heck, man, I got uncomfortable conversations and situations and relationships with business folk that don't go the way it's supposed to go all the time. So this is a friendly environment, but it's going to also be an uncomfortable conversation to some end, and it's not pointing the fingers.
Exactly. And I support law enforcement, too. I'd be hypocritical because I was one of them. Military police, correction officer, got family members, kids out on a mentor. Matter of fact, we got a kid that went to Africa with us from Orlando who has now joined the ranks of law enforcement and who went to Africa with us back last year, and I was able to make a recommendation to him. He's joining the rank of law enforcement. So, you know, we just need to be more educated about their job. They need to learn more about us. We need to learn more about them. This is a great conversation, man.
Absolutely, man. And once again, man, I want to thank you. You know, we're going to have, and I mean, I would advise people to go ahead and RSVP because capacity at the state attorney's conference room is going to be about 40. I would say go ahead and go to the email address PIO@SAO9.org. RSVP. We want community stakeholders. We want parents. Chief Smith with OPD will be there. I believe Sheriff Mina will be in attendance. But we need folk that they have their hands or their fingers on the pulse of young people in the community. And I say young, but some old fools like myself, we need this education too.
Hey, right. This setting the stage for community dialogue around de-escalation. Man, this thing is valuable for relationships, and I'm sure Dr. Lacey is going to get into that too. Dr. Jeremy Levitt, I'm looking forward to seeing him. I have seen him on TV. He's been on a lot of news network, the Black News Network, the Griot, Newsy. And I knew he was from Orlando, but never got a chance to meet him. So this is a great opportunity to meet him. State attorney might need to look at moving us to a larger venue. This
well, you're right on point. I mean, Dr. Levitt, man, smart brother, Dr. Janie, we know that sister's out of this world, has her own show.
Right.
Our own state attorney, Andrew Bain, man, he's doing some things in the community. I don't know if you saw the news the other night where the first law enforcement use of force engagement was reviewed by a grand jury. First time this has ever happened in the Ninth Judicial Circuit.
Okay.
So he's doing some things, man, that we need to pay attention to. We need to, I would say, be supportive and also be critical to help move the needle. But it's not going to happen if we don't come, show up, fill up rooms to let people know that we care about what's taking place. But Paul, man, with what you're doing with your show, man, it has its reach and its depth. And I can't thank you enough, man.
Well, thank you, brother. And I hope this conversation is also online, so people that can't make it, I'm sure it's going to fill up to capacity, that this conversation can carry on. De-escalation is so real. Study psychology. That right there is how we can solve a lot of situations in society, a lot of murders, a lot of domestic violence. A lot of situations could have been avoided if we just knew how to just breathe. Take your time and don't let it go to that next level. Great topic,
boy,
man.
Paul, you said a mouthful, man. Think about these situations, man, that happen in an instant, that if it was de-escalated, lives wouldn't be changed the way they are.
Yep, impulse behavior. Oh, you stepped on my shoes and you felt like he disrespected you. No, brother, he was not trying to disrespect you. You know? Or you cut me off in traffic. Impulse.
Man. You know, we need teachers in this room. We need parents in this room. We need grandparents in this room. But also, we need our community leaders. And, Paul, I got to leave you with this note. This is something, this ain't new. What we're talking about ain't rocket science. Right. This is one of the recommendations, man, by the way, that was included in the 2021 Orange County Citizen Safety Task Force. So the information is out there. We just need to get our arms around it. We need to embrace it. And you know, Mayor Demings is doing a great job, man, with execution. We just got to keep it alive, man. Keep it going.
All right. Thursday, January the 11th, 6 o'clock p.m. to 7:15, an hour and 15 minutes. That sounds like a time put together by the moderator, Bishop McRae. But that's something he'll do, right?
Hey, I'm glad you said Bishop McRae, because you know he's going to keep the train on the tracks and he's going to keep it on time.
Right. All right. God bless you, Rod. Big brother, looking forward to seeing you next week, Thursday, man.
Hey, thank you once again, man. Thank you for the work that you do, man. You take care. Love you, brother.
Love you, too. There you go.
Later.
There you go. Rod Love. This engagement next week, Thursday, is super important. We have the link up on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page, a personal Facebook page, so you can tap in and hopefully you can attend. Back to more music.